that the patient would need to be put in ICU, intensive care, until the chief of surgery of the chief of the surgery department issued the opinion. Over.
Oh, Roger, Roger. Well, sure, I would think that kind of a yeah, I would agree with that. Because after all, it's kind of a complicated situation. I know it's very risky.
If the, you know, the patient should have to go into ICU, probably, I think the second manifestation of the disease is probably the aspect of the disease that would develop into the serious part of it over. Well, that's good. I think to get more than one medical opinion before, you know, a patient goes into surgery. WD6-DVI, WD6-MID, Port 8R3. WD6-MID, Port 8R3, WD6-DVI.
Well, I
sometimes the chief of the surgery department's opinion can be rather abstract, and so I suppose that, you know, that's a consideration too, to get as clarified as possible. Over. Okay, sometimes the chief of the surgery department can issue rather abstract opinions, and so I think that it's good to get as much clarification as possible. Yeah, just one more thing. Stand by. One thing you did mention was that I guess the syndrome, this particular medical syndrome develops as it develops, especially if it manifests itself in two or three or four somehow different ways. Sometimes the disease comes out in different symptoms. That eventually the cardiologist probably ought to be, would likely be consulted over. Like the ones already. Over.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Roger, well, you might be interested to know that he offered, you know, if that's the case, he does know a local cardiologist who he, you know, he knows this might quite well, over. Not really. I guess if the, you know, if the symptoms keep cropping up, then it's just. I guess that's just part of the degenerating disease. The thing that that eventually might have ramifications of the heart that the cardiologist would be consulted. This is a matter of course. Well, no, it's just, I guess that's just speculation, because each patient has different, you know, it's, some patients it's, I guess it takes sooner, and some patients it's longer, it just maybe depends on their constitution and their health, over. I'm sure he'd be willing to be of as much help as he can. He just needs to know his parameters, over.
Yeah, I understand
that. I still do understand that. Did you know of it, over?
Negative.
I didn't copy you. Q's a P, WB6DVI, and Q's a WB6MIB, put it out here. Well, I didn't really ask him because I just didn't know if that was, you know, if that was relevant at the moment. He was aware of the patient's condition. He had actually heard it from somebody. He'd actually heard it from Lorraine, over. Roger. Of course, you know, the... excuse me, that... Well, stand by. Just one comment. It's really only about a half hour discussion, but it was packed with a lot of medical information over. Okay. This is just an aside. I guess he has had, you know, he has a number of patients, and he mentioned, you know, Dr. Bedford talked to him about some of the areas in which he's interested. You copy? And he said he'd, you know, he'd keep his eye out for any referrals for anyone who'd be interested in Dr. Bedford's camera. He seemed to perk up at Sydney's suggestion, over. Basically, he did, you say? Yeah, much longer, actually, than the other doctors consulted so far, over. Of course, yes, that's a Roger. You know, I suppose that, of course, it depends on the patient as well and how the degenerating disease takes its effect, but he thought it could be a number of years over. Yeah, I sure do. I have one more comment from Dr. Percy. He asked, I guess in here, some of Dr. Bedford's comments, how his relationship with Dr. Wells was. Do you copy? Well, only in the sense that, you know, that we were interested in having the patient live, you know, as much comfort as possible, since it's very uncomfortable disease. And so Dr. Bedford asked if he needed any therapy. Do you copy? Well, he didn't suggest anything. He just he did mention that if Dr. Wells was involved in the case, you copy, that the patient might, Okay, this is entirely different. I got on the roof here, but you might be interested. You remember the singer, the really over. Stephanie's mom, you know little Stephanie, over?
Yeah, Roger.
You know her mom used to work over? was a real good clinic, a real good medical clinic for David's purposes, over. That's a real good clinic for David's purposes, over. But maybe not such a good clinic for Jordan's purposes, over. Roger, it is better to have that another way, Roger. Well, the clinic is certainly excellent, but it isn't necessarily the best for Jordan's interest, over.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all of it. Overall, Dr. Percy showed a lot of concern and actually some warmth over, although it's really not his, you know, not his professional, not required in his profession, but I think it it was there over. That's not very nice. WB6CDI and WB6MID ported us three. I just took a slug of coffee.
Okay, I copy you real great. Can we start all over again?
Yes. I thought, you know, he's highly professional, Dr. Percy, and I just was making the comment that, you know, warmth and concern are nice in his profession, but not necessarily, you know, always part of it. But I felt that he was a lot of, you know, in his own way, some warmth over. In his own way, he showed some warmth, even though he's highly specialized and it's, you know, technical over.
Yeah, I know. Research, you know, Dr. Percy involved a lot of research and particularly rare diseases.
They're kind of have their head in the laboratory, but he's always been a nice person. I'm glad. Of course, you're charming. You know that. Come on, Sarah. WD6DVI with WB6MID, port 8R3.
Okay, Roger. Well, person next to me is saying, get slow, and I'll eat some more pineapple.
That's it.
I guess
we'll
get slow.
I bet I know who.
Roger, Tom's getting it.
What's the advice for the public?
Roger.
And DXQ, so here with the 86 MID portable 8R3. Thanks a lot for checking.
This is Paul. Stand by.
Okay,
middle of number 5, but I think I got your general intent. Over.
Roger, basically I'm saying is that they see that you can't check on, you should ask for the model to check on because you're responsible over.
Roger, Roger.
Okay, number 6, I need to know, do you need this right away or can I mail the answer back to you? Over.
I think you have to mail it. Over.
Why do you say that? Over.
Oh, I see. Wait a minute. Stand by. Go ahead. Whether it's all right to go ahead and give her the information that she needs about the statistics, or should we wait? Over.
Okay, what you need is, stand by.
Roger.
It's the survivor's affidavit, over.
Roger. They will prepare it and send it here, but they just need these statistics to put in that, over.
One more time on that, please, over.
They will prepare it for us and send it here, but in order to do that, they need the facts, which I need from you, and then I can relay it. Over.
Okay, why don't you tell me what facts you need? I've got them all here, and then we can kind of narrow it down a bit. Over.
Okay, but I may actually be able to get that from Martha. I should think that she would have that here. Over.
This is a question for Pete, Bobby. Roger. Okay, this is a question for Pete, you copy? Roger. Okay, answer on... Stand by. Roger.
I talked over with you. Please repeat it.
Alter patient. Over.
Roger.
Roger, Roger. Well, we'll be talking.
Roger.
Roger, he wants you undergo treatment, copy.
Roger.
How long will you be tied up, over?
Stand by. Once the medical treatment starts, or waiting for it. Over.
Stand by on that. Have to copy.
Roger.
This is on Doctor. Stand by. Go ahead with what you're saying again.
I said, are you referring to waiting for treatment, or I mean the time before it would start? Or the actual treatment, over.
Just stand by. Stand by.
Standing by. Here's the eye and QSO is by. wanted to know was the specifics about what's on number 6, and I think that Martha would have that, would she not? Over. Okay, all I want to know is whether to go ahead or not and send it. Over. Do you copy? To know is whether it's all right to send those specifics to that other person that described in number 6. Over. I'm sorry, negative copy. Roger, roger. Not to. Roger, roger. Okay, I will go ahead and do that, and the sooner I send it off, the sooner they will send the form to me, and I will forward it over. Over. Roger. Do you have any more? I suppose I should convey that to who sent it out. Over. I would suppose I should convey that to the people who sent the notice. Over. Yes. Roger. Roger. I have some more to that if you want to hear it. Over. Okay, I talked to the doctor about that, and he referred me to Dr. Courtney. That's the doctor who helped Yajara last year. Over. And he had directions for me to call and find out the specifics and explain that, Chet had been gone for a while and was unable to, you know, give the up-to-date reports. Over. And I did that, and they require that Dr. Courtney come in personally and explain, and if and explain Chet's situation. Over. And if he does not do that, there would be problems for Chet. Over. Personally, I think there's more to this that may come out when Dr. Courtney goes in, but I don't know exactly what to do about it at this point. my guess is that Francis's boyfriend might come by. Over. I'm sorry, would you repeat that? Definitely, I don't think there's anything else that could be done, and he is willing to do it, and it's just a day-by-day thing. Over. Roger, he's been explained the full background, and we will know more after the date that's on the explained in that report. Over. Roger. Well, that's misleading. I double checked. There's a lot more than that, and I talked to Dr. Bedford about it. He's going to go look at the place and see if it's worth even thinking about. Over. Roger. I think you are. Over. Stand by.
Not exactly. You're saying the person arrived here? Stand by. Roger, Roger. Yeah. WB6DVI standing by with WB6MID for Blair 3.
Roger.
Yeah, Roger.
Remember Carla, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I understood when, I understood from Julia that, that Carla needed some help and that was, you know, that one person was willing to help out over.
Okay.
Well, I don't know where I will, but I sure don't know
what to make of it, over. Hardworking med student, so I'll, follow up where I can, or...
One other thing we did is discuss some comments.
Roger? Bubba. Danielle needs a doctor's appointment for Friday. Roger, I can, I'll call and confirm that. Over. Well, you know, Jesus, I think, Roger.
Wells, David and Dr. Wells are, you know, patient and doctor and have been for some time. Over. Especially in Stephanie's mom's clinic. Over. So if Danielle wanted to, if she wanted to, you know, refer any patients to the clinic, she probably, I think that it's just not that, you don't go to a podiatry clinic for, you know, for whatever. It's got a limited usefulness. It's a very specialized clinic, over. Probably would not be, Danielle ought to go to another clinic, over, one that's more local. For her specific needs. You know, Dr. Wells and so forth, they all need the proper clinic where they can get the kind of attention they need. You copy? And the Stephanie's mom's clinic is fine for David and Nathan, but as far as Danielle is concerned, she probably needs a local clinic, something tailored to her own needs, and not Stephanie's mom's clinic. It's, you know, exclusively for the kinds of folks with David's particular problem. Over WBCCVI, WBCCMID, 48.3. If that's confusing, I'll try again.
Okay, I think we understand you, but why don't you just...